The crew seemed happy, which was not really surprising. No ship's company was ever so well looked after, with plenty to eat and drink, and a barrel of apples open for any man to take one. And it was the apple barrel that saved our lives. It was the day before we expected to see Treasure Island. The sun had gone down. All my work was done, and I thought I should like an apple. The barrel was nearly empty, and I had to climb right inside to get my apple. As I sat there in the dark, the ship moving gently in the water, I almost fell asleep. Suddenly, the barrel shook as a heavy man sat down and rested his shoulders against it. The man began to speak, and it was Silver's voice. Before I had heard a dozen words, I was trembling with fear. I understood from those words that the lives of all honest men on the ship depended on me alone.